Hello and welcome. My name is Sasha Oliver. Welcome to LifeSpark. Today's show is all about grounding. You may have experienced grounding on your own journeys and adventures, heard about the concept. There's a lot of different ways of experiencing grounding, from the very basics of just being out in nature with your bare feet touching the ground, maybe walking on the bare earth or soil, working in the garden with your hands, walking on the beach in the wet sand. There are a lot of natural ways of grounding, and there's a lot of science that has shown that because our bodies are electromagnetic, there's a very real and visceral connection between our bodies and the planet. So you can definitely get a firsthand experience of grounding just by being in nature. There's also the visualization and experience of grounding throughout meditation practices. There's also ways to enhance the energetic connection through those practices, and I'll also be going through a guided meditation towards the end of this video in this episode. So grounding, because our bodies are electromagnetic and the planet is also electromagnetic, there's a built-in design within our bodies to be grounded and connected to the center of the planet energetically. What are some experiences of not being grounded, and what are the benefits of being grounded? Well, when you're not grounded, you maybe find yourself scattered, feeling more stressed and anxious. Maybe you're more reactive to people, places, situations, experiences. There's definitely a noticeable difference and immediate benefit of being consciously grounded. And when you're in a grounded state, you can be more centered, quote unquote, grounded, and more of your own life force energy can be within and closer around your body. And therefore, when you are experiencing life in general, stressful situations, energies coming out into your aura, your energetic field from the outside world, those energies can essentially come into and immediately either be deflected away from or grounded into, down back into the center of the earth, so that they're not sort of buzzing around within your own energy field. And when you are experiencing an effect of not being so grounded, when you have a lot of energy coming in and it doesn't have anywhere to go, just like an electrical circuit, it can cause confusion and kind of feeling like you're going haywire. And I'm sure many of you may have experienced that. And a lot of people don't know how to handle those situations in life where they're just dealing with a lot of energy, a lot of stress, and it just goes around your experience as thoughts, and you're maybe feeling confused. And sometimes you're trying to solve a problem that is really just not your problem to solve. Maybe you've been in a work situation and you're in a meeting or an event and you just experienced a lot of input coming in from that situation. And then those sort of thoughts may be spinning around your mind. And if you don't have a way to be grounded, it can just kind of be ongoing. You might even have dreams about the day spinning around, you know, throughout your dream space, and waking up the next morning still thinking about it. But by being grounded, you can really drain energies out of your aura and have a clean slate, just like you're taking a shower in the morning or at the end of the day. By being grounded, you can also have a way to drain and release energies so that you can have a clean slate for your day and maintain a more stable state of mind. Peace of mind, relaxation, and just being more of yourself. So grounding, like I mentioned, is a great way to start your day. It's also a great way to end your day. And also it's a great exercise to give to yourself as a way to release and recenter if you've experienced a lot of energy in a certain situation or experience. So right now, what I'll do is guide you through a grounding exercise meditation. It can just be a few minutes. It can be as long as long or short as you want. It does require visualization. So I'll have you do is start off by closing your eyes and just taking a few nice, slow belly breaths, maybe for about 3 to 5 seconds in. Hold it for a moment, and then slowly exhale through your mouth. Make that exhale a little bit longer than the inhale. That's known to increase what's called heart rate variability, which adds to the experience of relaxation and inner peace. Do a few more of those breaths in. Hold it for a moment, and then exhale. Another breath in. Hold it for a moment, and exhale. Start to become aware of your body, your feet on the ground, the chair you're sitting in. You can also do this lying down if you prefer, but sitting is good so you don't fall asleep. Be aware of your body, the sensations, the air on your skin, sounds in the environment. Grounding can be incorporated into any type of meditation, a belief, religion. It's non-denominational, and it's really all-inclusive. And a big part of this is visualization. And even if you feel like you're not the type of person who can visualize, I think you can still do it just by imagining. So a grounding is a connection between your tailbone as a male, and the first chakra location is either at the tailbone for men and between the ovaries for women. So you want to see a connection of energy. Imagine it from that connection all the way down to the center of the earth. This can be a color of energy. It can be a blue beam. It could be an image of a redwood tree. It's really up to your imagination, but don't brush off the fact that it's using your imagination, because in the world of energetics, it's all about imagination. And what you imagine becomes very real energetically. So imagine a very strong grounding cord from that first chakra location down to the center of the planet. And it can be the wider, if it feels better to make it wider to encompass your whole body, that's very effective and totally fine as well. So see that grounding connection and start to feel the weight of your body start sinking down into that grounding cord. And also imagine that the grounding cord is a drainage pathway, and it has the ability to release and drain away energies that are not yours or that you're ready to release. So take another breath in. And as you exhale, just imagine you're releasing what's no longer serving you, what might be uncomfortable or energetically not yours, draining away like butter melting in a pan, draining down to the center of the earth, flushing away. You can even imagine it as a color of energy, or even being with golden white light flushing down, pouring over your body and draining down the grounding cord. The more you do this, you'll notice more of this becoming a more real feeling for your body. The body might start feeling more heavy. Your thoughts will probably start slowing down and becoming more clear. Levels of stress start to decrease. The more you do this, being aware of the grounding connection, the grounding cord, you'll start to notice the effects of this experience. And while you're sitting there noticing being grounded, you can also just imagine that when you're breathing in, you're reclaiming energy from past, present, future places, people, circumstances on every breath in. And then you're releasing any old stale energy that no longer serves you. And it's releasing down to the center of the earth. And the earth is a great recycler of energy. It goes back, when you release energy to the earth, it's recycled and it returns to where it came from. Whether it's another person, or place or situation, everything is recycled and returned to its source. So breathing in, reclaiming your energy, and breathing out, releasing, draining away what you're ready to release. You can just continue this experience for as long as you wish. And when you're ready to return, just starting to become aware of your body, slowly open your eyes and notice the difference in how you feel and how refreshed you are. Thank you for watching and have a great day.